Amen. Well, Father, we just thank you so much for the battle gear that you have provided for us against the enemy. And Lord, I thank you that tonight the enemy is coming down. The walls of Jericho are coming down. Praise God forevermore. And I thank you, Lord, for the boldness that you've given us all to pray against the enemy that comes against our brothers and sisters and us. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the victory, because that's all we're going to look for. We ain't giving up till the victory is won. The devil, you might as well just pack them up, get out. And Lord, we just thank you that tonight is the night the enemy is defeated against this fellowship. In Jesus' name, we praise you, Father, for the authority that you've given us in Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, Mark 11 and 24, John 14 and 14, and all of those great promises that he's given us. And we thank you, Lord, that we're going to use those promises tonight to come against the enemy, because you said when we use the word against the enemy, he's gone. He's gone. And we trust you, Father. We trust you implicitly to fulfill the promises that you gave us in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that we have an open heaven tonight, tomorrow night, and every night from now on, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for all these precious people, all of my brothers and sisters that we love dearly, Father. We thank you, Lord, that the enemy can't touch them. In Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you for your anointing upon everyone here tonight to pray the prayers that you would have them to pray. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Everybody knows that we got the victory, right? Glory to God. Yes, we do. Amen. All right, Nick, what you want to pray about, brother?
I got a praise, actually.
Okay.
Our manager is retiring. He's been working with us for like 27 years, and he's finally retiring this week, and we're getting a new one from our other store in Flushing, so, and we can't know her, we don't know her name, so we're not allowed to.
You're not allowed to talk to her?
We're not allowed to know her name.
Oh, okay. You didn't know the name of your last manager?
I do. His name was Mike.
Good man. Good man. All right. Lord, we just ask that you bless the company when Nick's working at the place where he's working at, that this manager is going to be even better than Mike was. And Lord, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Amen, Nick.
Amen.
All right. Lord of God. It is so. Okay, we've had dreams, more than one, about the enemy coming against this fellowship. And tonight I would like to just, for a few moments, if not the whole deal, we'll just see what happens, to pray against these attacks against us, okay? They're a warning. And we take warning seriously. And we believe that God will back up our prayers when we pray them. So does anybody want to start off? Who wants to get in the battlefield? Go ahead, Carol.
Heavenly Father, I come to you. Like a child, I'm on my knees and my hands are lifted up. My heart is lifted up and I bring my brothers and sisters, and like little children, we come to you knowing the battle is already won. We know there is a battle and we thank you that you're sovereignty covers us. Your blood covers us. Your name covers us. And Father, when Michael was praying, I just felt this boldness to say, you know, he says, enemy, pack up and leave. I felt like you wanted me to say, he doesn't even have time to pack up. We're going to drop the Red Sea on him. This enemy that has plagued each one of you, I am going to close this on to them. You guys just get across that Red Sea. Do not be afraid. Put your hand to the plow. Put your head forward. Do not look back and keep going. And that your promise to us, Lord, is that this enemy that has plagued us, we will see no more. You will drown him. And not only will you drown him, but you will make us into weapons, weapons for your mighty kingdom, weapons to bring the light to others, weapons that bring the salt to others, weapons that bring a sword to cut off the enemy that is tied onto the people's brains, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that that blood, that boldness, that humility that you give us to be like children, believing every single promise you have given us. So we thank you. You bring that water down onto the enemy. He doesn't have time to pack, and we have made it onto the other side. And I pray this in your son's holy and precious name, Jesus. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, heavenly hosts. I thank you, angels that are being activated right now while we pray. I thank you that you tuck us under your wing. You cover each one of us, Lord, and not only us, but our family members. And Lord, and any other member that we are praying for, and even our enemies that we pray for, Lord, you cover the whole gang for us. And I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord of God, Lord of God. We praise you, Father, for the victory. Anybody else? All right, Missy.
We praise you and thank you, Lord. Battle is yours and it's already won. And we know the enemy's destiny. We win and he's in the lake of fire. And we just praise you and we thank you, Lord. Lord, I just ask you to put a hedge of protection around every one of us from all spiritual attacks, any kind of attacks. Send forth your angels. Put the covers in your blood, Lord. We ask you for your protection upon our spirit, soul, and body, our mind, will, and emotions, that nothing can penetrate the blood of Jesus upon every one of us, because we're washed and cleansed and we're not under the curse, and the enemy has no power. We tread upon the enemy, and you've given us authority to tread upon the enemy and over all serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt us. And Lord, your word says, whatsoever you sow, you shall reap, Lord. And we know, Lord, that we're sowing unto the spirit and reaping life eternal, Lord. But the enemy sows unto the flesh and reaps corruption. And we just ask, Lord, that any witchcraft coming our way, we just command it to be quenched, to fall to the ground. We break every curse that is sent towards us. It shall not penetrate your blood, your shield of faith that we have around us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, and praise you, Lord, for the authority that you've given us. We thank you for your promises, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for your son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. All right. Anyone else? Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God. Enemy, the word says this, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against this fellowship any of us in judgment, we condemn right now in the name of Jesus, because we are established in righteousness and oppression is far from us. Glory to God, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, glory to God. And we take this shield of faith right now in Jesus' name, and we quench every fiery dart that the enemy throws against us in Jesus' name. And we take that sword of the Spirit, the word of God, and we whack every one of you with it in Jesus' mighty name, because we are redeemed from the curse of the law. We are redeemed from any attack from you, and we are redeemed from anything that you throw against us. And we thank you, Father, for your complete victory over the enemy in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask this, if there's any peoples out there that are harboring this enemy, we ask, Father, that you redeem them if you can. If you can't, we ask, Father, that you get rid of them. Take them wherever they need to go. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, anybody else want to pray? Glory to God. Go, Jenna, go.
Hallelujah.
We're going to tag team the enemy tonight.
Oh, praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, the Lord was just bringing Psalm 27 to my heart. So, Lord, we just thank you for your promises. We thank you, Lord, for giving us warnings of what the enemy is doing and how we can take authority over all of that and cast it all down and not receive any of it. And I pray for my brethren, Lord, that you gird us all up in your strength, Jesus. We're nothing of ourselves. Help us to rely on you, depend upon you, trust in you. And teach us how to use your tools that you've given us, Lord, that we are mighty with them. Thank you, Lord, for the armor of God and all that you've been teaching all of us through these months and years, how to use them, Lord, and that we are only getting better and stronger, and that we're not moved by any of the tactics of the enemy, because you protect us. Your truth protects us, Lord, as we stay under the shelter of your wings. I thank you, Lord. And Psalm 27 is, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me, uttering slander against me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, they shall stumble and fall. And though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. And though war arise against me, yet will I be confident. One thing have I asked of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble, and he will conceal me under the cover of his tent, and he will set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies round about me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy, and I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when we cry aloud, be gracious unto us and answer us. For thou hast said, seek ye my face, and my heart says to thee, thy face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not thy face from me. Turn not thy servant away in anger, thou who hast been my help. Cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. Praise God. I believe I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Yea, wait for the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word, for your promises. You are the God of our salvation, and you do take care of us, and you answer when we call, and you lift up our heads above our enemies, Lord, and you make us victorious. You get all the glory, Jesus, and we praise you, Lord, for giving us the victory over all our enemies, and they are defeated. They are defeated, and we beat them. We crush them till they cannot rise. We beat them as fine as dust. We cast them out like the mire of the street. We praise you, Lord, that you have done this for us. You've done it for us, and we stand victorious on the rock. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. All right, Benita.
Lord, let me just praise you and thank you for all that you are doing for us and in us, Lord. Naomi laid down at the feet of her Redeemer, and he called her a virtuous woman, and he said he would take care of her and take care of everything. Promised to do that. And Lord, we have the feet of Christ, the hands of Christ, the mind of Christ, the power of Christ. You go before us, you come behind us, Lord. You are in control of it, and you have it. We walk as you walk, Lord. Nothing can get in our way. In Jesus' name, we praise you in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Go ahead, Will.
Amen, brother. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your word that we are blessed in the curse. The blessings, Lord, are under the curse now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare your word. That's what your word said. Bless them that curse you. We also thank you that your blood was already defeated all the enemies. You made it open for them at the cross.
Amen. All right, go ahead, Greg. Did we lose? No, there. William, did you finish? You're cutting in and out. And it's hard to tell. All right.
Go ahead, think Greg. You left.
Yeah, go ahead. No, he's down here.
All right. Yes, Lord, just want to pray Psalm 83 over this. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace for thee. And be not still, O God. For lo, thy enemies make a tumult. And they that hate thee have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation of people, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent, they are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarines, Gebel and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines, with the inhabitants of Tyre. Ashur is also joined with them, and they have holden the people of Lot. Holpen the people of Lot. Do unto them as you did unto the Midianites, as to Sisera and as to Jabin at the brook Kishon, which perished at Endor. They became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeb. Yea, all their princes like Zebra and Zalmunna, who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. O my God, make them like a wheel, as the stubble before the wind, as the fire burneth a wood, as the flame setteth the mountains on fire. So persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou whose name alone is the Lord, are the most high over all the earth.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Are you finished? Okay. Thank you. Glory to God. Go ahead, Pat.
Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for your goodness in our lives. I could hear of William's prayer, Lord, I agree with that. To pray for those that curse us. Lord, we thank you that you have raised up these people to perform a good work in us of peeling away the onions and the layers of the onion in our life and revealing those things that need to be washed away by your blood. And we thank you for that through confession. We just trust you, Lord. We put our confidence in you. We thank you, Lord, that though these would accuse us and that would curse us, do not realize that they cannot touch us, that we have been translated completely out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your light, that you have called us out of this darkness and you have sealed us with the Holy Spirit. And Lord, that we come to you not based upon our position or our place or our worthiness or anything like that that we think of, because Lord, we know that we do not deserve to be in your graces, in your kingdom, but you have called us, you have created us, spoken us into existence for your good purposes and for your life to be revealed. And we thank you for that, Lord. We just pray for those people that come against us. Lord, they do not know what they are doing. They have no clue. They think that they are doing right in some form or another. They think that they are serving you in some form or another. But Lord, you have preserved us with your word and with your truth and with your love. And Lord, we thank you. We love you. We embrace you. We pray for these, Lord, that you would turn their hearts, that you would turn these accusations, these things back upon themselves, and let them see that they are naked before you and that they need to come to you. They need to realize who you are. Lord, we ask that you would have mercy upon them. Strengthen them in the truth, Lord, and bind those spirits that deceive them even now. And we thank you for that, Lord. We ask you to have mercy upon them and turn those that will be turned. And we thank you for that by your spirit and by your strength and by your might. We are all brought into your kingdom. And so we thank you for it, Lord. I was just reading this morning in the Psalms, and I want to just read this. It was in Psalm 8. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast established strength because of thine adversaries, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than God and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have made us for your purpose. You purchased us with your blood. The enemy has no say over our life, but you, by your grace, are bringing us through into this perfect place in Christ. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. I pray for my brothers and sisters to strengthen each and every one, that you would send your strength into each one of our hearts, Lord, that we can stand firmly on the truth, but firmly in your love and in the grasp that you have on our lives. And we thank you for that. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, I will let me just say this to those of you who got in here a little bit late. we've had some warning dreams to that the enemy was coming against the outreach fellowship. So that's what we're doing. We're waging war against them. We're casting everything down that they throw at us. So that's what we're doing. Go ahead, Will. William, go ahead. William, you can go ahead, brother.
I had my mic muted.
Yeah, can
you hear me?
Your audio is kind of, sounds like your bandwidth is a little short, but go ahead. We'll try to make out what you say.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
All right, excellent. And Father, that when these things come back upon them that are cursing us, that it will be a witness to them that they are powerless over the body of Christ, and that they will sit there in fear, trembling, and that even some may fall to their face before you, knowing that Jehovah is the true and one and only God and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I know this by past experience, Father. So I just lift up our enemy and I ask your protection upon all the brothers and sisters, that your blood covers us, that your grace and mercy is upon us, that we have been cleansed, forgiven, and delivered from sin and brought into your righteousness in your kingdom with your protection. So we say to the enemy, it is finished in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise God forevermore. I believe. Go ahead, Geneva.
Can you hear?
Is that Geneva? Hey, girl. In the flesh, even.
I know it. There's Morgan.
Hey, Morgan, how you doing, brother?
Good, how are you?
Oh, we're doing good now. We're going to get to see this baby. Oh, my. Look out, Micah. Oh, boy.
He's like,
that is so awesome.
There you go, little girl. Say hi. She's all scrunchy faced right now. Yeah. Oh, there's a big yawn.
Let me try to. I'm gonna make you the big picture. Ah, there we go. You're right on the big TV now.
Ooh, little girl.
All right, girl. You're on TV. Let's see a smile. Let's see a smile, girl. Come on with it.
Smile. Give a smile.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. Well, almost. Praise the Lord. She is awesome. How are you doing?
Good. Well, great, actually. Praise the Lord that she is here. So I wanted to tell you all, I'm going to make a long story short, but, we've been praying about this for a long time. Lord, bring her about. And there she is. Every day I look at her, I'm like, I can't believe you're here. but so definitely was the hardest thing I think I've ever done emotionally and physically, just because the Lord, I feel like, definitely made it. It was all about him the whole time. And I feel like the whole time I was laboring, like it was almost kind of like an out of body experience. Like I just feel like the whole time, like I was praying in tongues and I was just thinking about the Lord and praying for strength, because so my labor actually lasted 3 days. I started having contractions on Monday and they went full 24 hours. I didn't sleep.
And then they happened on Tuesday, and my contractions kept stopping. Like, they'd start and they'd stop. So they weren't very, like, fluid. And then Tuesday, I didn't sleep either. So it'd been, like, 48 hours that I'd been up, like, having contractions and just kind of going through it all. But I'll say this, like, during all of it, like, my midwife told me, she goes, Geneva, she goes, get prepared, because nighttime is when they're really going to hit you pretty rough. She was like, so, you know, just try to relax, try to get rest. She was like, and, you know, she was like, it's just what it is right now. And so I remember I cried because I was just like, Lord, like, just please bring this baby. Like, I do, you know, like, I was so exhausted by that point. And I thought about, you know, kind of like we've been talking about, like, Jesus in his midnight hour, you know, and I kept thinking about that. And I was like, Lord, I know it's about to come, but Father, like, you went to the cross knowing what was going to happen. And if you can do that, Lord, I know, like, your strength in me, you can help me get through this. And Morgan was up the whole time with me. And so that night came, and I was, oh gosh, it was rough. I was, we had my doula come over, and she was over helping, like, putting pressure on my back and stuff. And, like, they were kind of, like, helping me stand up and things, because I didn't know with contractions that you can, like, kind of shake and things. So I was having a lot of that. And so I was just praying in the spirit the whole time. And finally, it was time to call the midwife and go down to the birthing center. And so we called her, and we went down there. And sure enough, she was like, Geneva, she was like, you're only 4 centimeters dilated. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, 4 centimeters, and I still have to get all the way to 10. And I've been at this for how long? And so I was just like, I don't know, I was just at awe, like, you know, going through all this and stuff. But I knew the Lord was going to bring me through it. And I held on to that faith. And Morgan did too. So she took my blood pressure, and I was like 180 over something. So they ended up, she was like, Geneva, you're going to have to go to the hospital. And that is not what I wanted to happen, because pharmakia and all that stuff. And I just, you know, you hear so many horror stories. And so I was just like, Lord, please give us the best hospital staff possible. Like, bless the doctor, bless the nurses, like, tell them what to do. And we prayed that prayer, all of us, me, the midwife, Morgan, we all were, you know, in agreement that God was going to bless us with awesome staff, and they weren't going to be pushing, they weren't going to push us, you know, to do this and do that. And so praise the Lord, we chose a really good hospital, but we had to take a far drive to get there. It was like an hour and a half drive, and the whole time I was having contractions. So we get there, and I'll say this, that the Lord couldn't have blessed me with a more naturalistic hospital, with, like, nurses that were on board with me continuing to do it natural. The doctor was amazing. She was so sweet. She actually, the doctor was supposed to leave 5 hours, 5 hours earlier, and she stayed to deliver my baby. And I feel like the Lord put that on her heart to stay and deliver my baby. Because, you know, she was supposed to be off. So sorry, I feel like I'm all over the place, but I'm trying to explain as best I can. So anyways, we get there, and my midwife's with me, and I'm still, you know, they're all like, well, take the epidural, you know, if you want to take the epidural, these are your options, you can do what you want, you know. And there's not, I'm not saying it's not wrong, you know, I'm not saying it's wrong if you take an epidural or you don't, you know, it's just my faith at the time. Like, I really wanted to keep believing and knowing that the Lord was gonna, you know, get me where I needed to be. And so I was in the bathtub, and I was having contractions, and I was just praying. I had my hands up in the air, like that, like that vision, you know, that the Lord had blessed me with. And I was in there just praising him, and I was like, Lord, I know you're gonna do this. This baby is fine. I'm fine. My blood pressure is fine. Everything is fine in Jesus' name. And anyways, like, another, like, 8 hours went by or whatever. And then they were like, Geneva, you got to get sleep. Like, you've been at this now for almost 3 days. They're like, you've got to get some sleep. And so they were, you know, they were really recommending the epidural. And so at that point, I felt like I needed to listen to my husband And, you know, Morgan was just like, he's like, you know, just go on. He's like, get the epidural, get some sleep or whatever, and then wake up. And then the epidural was supposed to help lower my blood pressure or something too. So I don't know. I put it in the Lord's hands and I was like, all right, Father, like I at that point, like I'd gotten up to, was it like 8 centimeters, and it stopped again. So it was just like thing after thing after thing. And so anyways, they did the epidural and I ended up falling asleep. And by the time I woke up, it was time to start pushing. And praise the Lord, this is what I find so funny. I didn't know it. And I pushed for an hour and a half to get this little girl out. I didn't know it, but that epidural had worn off. And so the whole time I was pushing, it was completely natural. And I didn't even know it. And so I was sitting there thinking, you know, the Lord completely did that. And I had her natural, you know, other than a nap, I guess you could say. Yeah, because I felt everything. And I remember thinking when I was pushing, I was like, man, I'm feeling this. So, but the doctor, you know, whatever, she had to like do like a episiotomy or whatever. And then at that point, like, finally, she's like, give her one good push. And like everyone in the room was cheering and clapping for me and was clapping for me. And everyone's like, come on, Geneva, you got this, you got this. And like the doctor was like, you're doing so great. That she was like, keep it up. And she's like, one good push. And so I was like, Jesus, please. And then finally she exploded out and I started crying. Oh my gosh. I was crying and praising the Lord and thanking God. And Morgan's mom was sobbing. Everybody was crying. And it's just like, I was like, oh my gosh, like 4 days later, 4 days later, here she is. That's when they told me, the nurse told me, she goes, so I just wanted to tell you, she goes, that whole time you did that, you didn't have epidural. She's like, you were natural. And so it's just funny how the Lord like made that happen. You know, and there were so many times, like I'd be on my knees and stuff, like having contractions and just like praying in the spirit and just thinking about, Michael, there was went on a, you know, UBM website, I guess something that had been posted recently about like Paul and Silas, how they were in pain in the prison. And they were, I'm pretty sure it's Paul and Silas, if I'm wrong, I don't, but they're in the prison and they were praising the Lord and stuff and all that pain that they were going through. And I kept thinking about that in my head while I was going through it. And I was just like, you know, I was like, God, you are going to do this. This is your strength. It's not what Geneva can do. And I kept saying in my head, it's not I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And anyways, that was, I'm just so glad that it's over. But man, I tell you, Isaac, Isaac was like, you know, Geneva, that's some good fruit that was produced. Like that was a long suffering, literally long suffering, trial. But, God brought us through it. And, you know, like I said, Morgan made a good comment. He was like, he bent pharmakia, Geneva, for you, you know, like the doctors and the nursing staff were so sweet, so great, like didn't push hardly anything on me. They just let me do my thing, you know? And, I was just so thankful. You know, Lord is so good. And here she is every day. I like feeding her and staring at her. And I'm like, I just can't believe you're here.
Yeah. I think she likes her daddy.
She does. She loves him. She always sleeps. She likes to sleep on his chest. But yeah, she thinks Morgan's the one that produces the milk.
All right. Well, yeah. That's a precious looking baby. That's a beautiful baby.
Thank you. And I just wanted to tell you guys, thank you all so much for all the prayers. I know that you all were hanging in there real strong for me. And yeah. Greg, like you said that she'd pop out. Well, she exploded out. So thank you guys. And we really love you all. And amen. So thankful for this precious little Jesus baby.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for Micah. Glory to God. That's awesome. All right. Father, we bless that baby right now in the name of Jesus, that she is one of yours, precious one of yours. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing Morgan and Geneva both, and the baby, Micah, with everything that they need, protection, provisions, anything that they need, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your love for them, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for bold faith in this household, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for that love permeating forth from this family, that everywhere they go, the light's going to shine. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Yeah. Amen. All right. Thank you, Geneva. That was great. We got it for all posterity to hear now. Hey, Rihanna and Claire.
Hey, brother.
Yes, William.
I got a quick testimony.
Go ahead.
Now it makes sense. Today has been a day of warfare for me. These curses trying to come at us, brother. Listen, I told David when I talked to him on the phone today, brother, I waited 14 years to get where I am right now. I was just over the road for 10 years almost, working 14 plus hours a day, 30 days out of the month with 4 days off. And the Lord said that was it for that, because it left me no time for fellowship nor seeking God like I want to. And so me and David were talking today, and he goes, okay, brother, now I see what's happening. And he goes, you look for a trailer, and I will get that trailer for you, and we will put it on a piece of land or one of the places. I said, that ain't what I'm looking for, David. I didn't come here to be a burden, right? So after all that, I start getting bombarded with negativity. You know, like the enemy trying to make me think this and that and this and that and this against people. And I kept saying, I will not and never speak against my brothers and sisters. These thoughts I cast down in the name of Jesus. All day I've been going through that, because there was a misunderstanding, I guess, like I didn't want to work. Well, I already have a job lined up. I just got to have my license switched over in order to do that. So now it makes sense to me, because the enemy does not want people coming to the body, number one, or people in the body that are strong in Christ, and anybody coming or is to come wants them in the body. So they're doing heavy attacks. So here's what I'm saying. We have to, every thought that comes to our mind about slandering brothers or saying anything about brothers or whatever, you know, that's why the word commands us. If we do have something, we go to the brother ourselves. We don't just start talking about anything. Why we must, or I must, stay according to the word. Because when we do this, clarity comes. These attacks in our mind are fled, because right now, and I'm going to shut up with this, my mind is at peace again. My spirit is at peace, because it was like a wrestling match. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, William. That was a good testimony. All right, anyone else? Rihanna, Claire, you came in a little bit late. I understand that, but we have been waging war against the enemy that has come against this fellowship. There's some dreams that have been, warning dreams that have been come forth, as you probably know, and we've been attacking them. So we've been coming against them for the most part. But we had to take a break and listen to Geneva and her testimony about little Micah. That was awesome. Glory to God.
Do you mind if I pray, Michael?
No, sir. You go right ahead.
All right. I'll pray for Geneva, Morgan, and the baby, Micah, and then for the fellowship. So, Lord, thank you for that testimony that you've shared, Lord, and what a trial that was. But you know, Lord, you say in your word that we have joy in tribulation, and that little baby is the evidence of it. And what a wonderful joy she is. Thank you, Lord, for giving her that beautiful name, which means who is like God. And we know that begs the question that there's nobody like you. There's nothing that you can't do. I thank you, Lord, for the faith that you've given them and the protection, Lord. And I just made their path straight. We give you all the honor and glory, and we love you, Lord. And I pray a blessing over their family, Father. We thank you, Lord, for them continuing in this race and continuing steadfast and holding on to the faith. And they can, no one will ever be able to take away this testimony from them. And that's the wonderful thing, is that a man with experience is never at the mercy of the man with an argument. And because they held strong to that faith, Lord, and held strong to you, you have once again proven to be worthy of your word. And you have never failed us, never, ever failed us yet. And we know that you won't. So I thank you, Father, for that. And I thank you, Lord, for their testimony and the blessing you pour upon them, Lord. Let that little girl grow up as a daughter of the King, always having access to your throne, Lord, and with the wonderful plan that you have for her life too, Father. We thank you for keeping her in your hands and keeping them safe, and your protection, your provision, and all the promises in the word that they will bring her up in that way, and that she will not depart from the way, which is Jesus. We thank you for that, Father. And Lord, I bring this fellowship to you today as well, this outreach, and everybody is listening, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, to put on our hearts an earnest desire for your word again, and an absolute disdain for anything that's leaven, that will try and come and leaven this lump. Lord, it was so wise of David long ago that you've put on his heart to name it the Unleavened Bread Ministry. And he always says that one day when Manchild is here, it will just be Jesus Ministry. But for now, Lord, that is our purpose, and our aim is to come together and to walk in the light as you are in the light, so that we can have fellowship with one another, and that there will be no leaven of any of the Pharisees that come in here. I come against, and I agree with my brothers who've already, and brothers and sisters who've already prayed, that there will be no faction and no division and no heresies will come against us. There'll be no jealousies. There'll be patience and kindness and long suffering. But we will not tolerate the enemy here. And we will not tolerate any sin either to come in, or any lasciviousness or false doctrines. I ask you, Lord, to please open our eyes to it. Lord, help us to always speak only as oracles of you. Let us speak the word and the word only. And let us lift each other up and encourage other in the word, Lord. And we thank you, Father. I pray for a fresh anointing on each one of us here. And please fill us with the gift of faith, and the gift of the mystery that you've revealed to us here, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Let Christ in us become more and more. And anything else that's flesh, Lord, help us and reveal it to us, Lord, so we can get rid of it and we can cast it down. There are no idols too small that we should not take them seriously. And we should let all of that go, Lord, and so we can become more and more like Christ every day. I thank you, Lord, for the warning dreams, for showing us the plans of the enemy, so we are not surprised, And we are not swayed left or right, and we're not blown by every wind of doctrine, Lord, but we can stand fast in Christ, and we can stand fast in your word. We can run this race, Lord. It's my prayer that every single person on here today and listening would be an overcomer and would run this race all the way to the end, because we love each other. And we have a love for everybody in here. They're our brothers and sisters, Lord. We are family. We are all sons of the King, sons and daughters of the Most High, heir to the thrones, to reign with Jesus. Lord, we fall at your feet today in your presence, Lord. And we ask you to, and we thank you, Lord, for the fire that comes to refine us, but also to burn away the wood, hay, and stubble. Amen.
Michael, it seems like it's pertinent to just read 1 Kings 19, verse 4 and 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Geneva, your name is French for juniper tree. I assume you know this, but I would like everyone to know this. And when I looked for the word juniper tree in the Bible, I came across 1 Kings 19, verse 4 and 5, which says, "But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die and said, 'It is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am not better than my father's.' And he lay down and slept under a juniper tree. And behold, an angel touched him and said unto him, 'Arise and eat.'" And the interpretation for that is that we need to rest and die to self and be very comfortable to be dying to self in this wilderness. And then we will be made strong with the word. And I pray that for every single person here, that we will be willing to lay down our lives and eat the word.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Rion. Thank you, Claire, for that prayer. And that's awesome. Thank you so much. Sorry, she was crying, so I was trying to feed her. But thank you guys so much. That's awesome. I knew about the juniper tree, but I didn't know about that. So praise the Lord. That is amazing.
Thank you, Lord. God is so good. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Joe, go ahead, brother. You're up, Julie.
Michael, I sent you a mail. I don't ask you for to share two photos I sent you. I was listening to one of David's teachings on. Let me put a name. I was watching that teaching. On there is the two photographs. If you don't mind, just share it quickly, please.
I'm looking. When did you send it today?
No, it's a bit earlier. Well, yeah, a few minutes ago.
Okay. Just a moment. I've got to open up my... All right.
Sorry to waste your time.
I got him. Hang on. All right, let's see if I can do this. Oh my goodness, I've got all kinds of stuff on. All right, explain that.
Did anybody see that child that with his hand stretched out? Look at his eyes, his eyes, nose, and his mouth, and his hands stretching out. And the sun is in the back of it. It just looks awesome to me, like a man child.
Okay. All right, I see a reasonable. Yeah. You're talking about here?
Yeah, that's a hand. Yeah, that's a face. That's a face.
Right there.
That's a hand, yeah.
All right, yeah. There's the hand that's stretched out.
Yeah, can you see the eye, Michael?
You talking about here?
No, but more to your... No,
here.
But, yes,
oh,
no,
but, I see. I got
no,
you.
No,
yeah,
I'm talking. No, I'm talking.
Here?
No, little bit.
Little bit, sure. Which way? This one? Left.
Yeah, but that's your eye. That's the eye. Yeah, that's the eye.
Okay, the these eye. Two are the eyes. Okay.
No. That he's looking into the side. He's looking to the sun.
It's a profile,
Michael.
Is it horizontal?
It's a profile, Michael, of the baby's face in the shape of the cloud on the edge where the silver lining is.
Oh, okay, right here.
Oh, yes. I see it now. Yeah.
There we go.
All right. I got you. Okay. There's
the,
oh, yeah.
There's the eye right there. If you stop, up right there. Nope, up. It's white.
Go follow the cloud itself.
The perimeter of the cloud.
The perimeter. Where the white and the dark blue come together on the top.
Okay. That's his mouth.
Follow that up.
There's
around.
His
That's
nose.
Big. Oh, you're talking about right here. There's an right, eye Joe? There. There's an yeah, eye there. Right. There's a nose. There's a mouth.
Yeah, I know.
There's a neck. That ain't it. I see an elephant over here. Okay. Does everybody see it? I'm having
I think
trouble.
You need to give control to David. To Dave.
I don't see it.
It's a profile.
Go to the next photograph.
I see it. Photograph.
Again, if you start up, start up there by the white on the left. There, go to the left, Michael.
All right, there's my arrow. Which way?
Where are you at? I don't move it. I don't even see your arrow anymore.
All right, let's see. It says my screen sharing is paused. How come?
The baby ate the arrow.
Need to put another quarter in.
I guess. Can you see my arrow now?
No.
The baby ate the arrow. He was hungry.
You probably poked him in the butt and that was it.
Yeah. Now, can you see it?
No. Mm-mm.
Your screen sharing is paused. How come it's paused?
Can you give control to Joe? Like controlled with the up there at the top there, it's got those little buttons there. You can give control to somebody.
Do you have them on your computer, Joe?
No. So I send it from my cell.
Okay.
I can share it to Claire. Can you share?
Oh, well, with God, I can do anything.
Hang on. Wait a minute. That ain't going to work. End meeting for all. That ain't what we're going to do. All right. Hang on. Let's see if I can do this again. All right. Can you see it now? You can see it now, can't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You talking about here?
Yeah.
There's a nose.
That's
nose.
The profile of the baby.
That's the nose. That's the mouth.
It's a mouth, nose, eye, nose.
Yep. And you go farther the forehead.
Yeah, this is the forehead here, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, and that's the eye?
Yes.
Yeah. Eye slot, I should say, and here's the nose. Pocket.
Yes. Yeah.
The other white thing must be the end coming out, huh?
By golly, you got it.
All right. Okay. Is this a teddy bear?
That's no? the blankie that he's holding.
Okay. All right. Well, praise God. That looks pretty good.
So Geneva had to wait for this baby to come out in the clouds before she could have her baby? Is that...
Praise God. Okay, Joe, that's a pretty good. I just had to get oriented to the photo.
What was the other picture, Joe? Did he send two pictures?
Yeah, Why do you have to ask? Now you're going to make me get back on there and do it again. Got to figure out this thing again. Patrick.
It was just a bigger size of a mantle of a baby.
Okay. Well, wait a minute.
This is a fun game, Joe. You should do this every week.
Okay. Well, it looks the same to me, but I'll share it.
Just zoom in on the baby, that second one, that's all, yeah.
Oh, that's easy for you to say. Let's see if we can do that.
Yeah.
All right.
No, that's too much. That's too much.
Does it look like it's got a crown of glory on the top as well? Like that's what I'm seeing with the. That's so beautiful. Okay. I love it. I've seen this before on the ones that I've watched on YouTube. I've seen this before and I've had the same revelation. I just haven't been diligent to take a photo. So well done.
Okay. All right. Everybody got it? I assume that's yes. So now, what is this right here?
Forehead?
What is that? Looked like another head. I don't know.
Yeah, it does. You can see two lips almost right there.
Yeah. Okay. That's me. That's good, Joe. Thank you. Have it outlined in red next time. Would you do that for me? No, that was good. That was good. Thank you. Man child's coming, y'all. Man child is on the way. Glory to God. I believe it. Amen. Okay, what's next? Does everybody believe that the enemy has been defeated as far as coming against this outreach and this fellowship and also the UBM fellowship? All right, it's done. I believe it. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Yeah, Marilyn, go ahead.
Hi, I've got a prayer request. I had a phone call today from a lady I hadn't heard from in 8 years. And she was the caretaker for my stepmom when she was alive. And anyway, she's in Mississippi and she is a believer and she does have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and she prays in tongues. And so I had, you know, quite a blessed time of praying with her and ministering to her. But I told her that about our group, and I told her that we were going to pray for her tonight as well. And what the deal is she's recovering from COVID. And she's just weak and she still has cough. I did ask her about taking the vaccination. She said she had taken the very first one. She's been in the hospital, but she's out now. She's just dealing with a lot of, I think, depression and loneliness, just a lot of weariness and heaviness. Over the last year and a half, she lost a sister and a brother to COVID. There's just a lot of sadness there. And so, Lord, I lift Carrie up to you with my brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank you. Oh, and the other amazing thing is she had my stepmother's Bible, And she had my stepmother's phone book. And that's how she found my number. So that's why she called me today. She remembered that we used to talk when my stepmother was still alive. I would get updates from her. And she remembered that I, you know, had faith and loved the Lord. So, Father, I thank you for this divine appointment. I thank you for Carrie's life, Father. I thank you for preserving her. And I just cast down all this darkness, weariness, heaviness, anxiety, loneliness, depression, doubt, fear, unbelief, worry. This cough, this weakness, just all these lingering effects of infirmity. I cast down the effects of pharmakia. And Father, I'm just asking you to fill Carrie up. I know that you put it on her heart to call me today. And I believe it's because you're doing something in her heart. I pray, Lord, you would give her, you'd pour your spirit out on her, that you would give her a love of the truth like she's never had. And you're going to give her a revelation. Give her that spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. She's going to come to know Jesus in a way like she never has. And she's going to start confessing the word and believing the word, and that the word, she's just going to, Lord, that's just such a gift when you give people an appetite for the word. So, Lord, I pray that for Carrie. I pray, Lord, you'd strengthen her in the inner man, that she hold fast the confession of her faith, that it waver not, because you're faithful that promised. Lord, that she grow not weary in well-doing, for in due season she's going to reap if she faints not. And Father, I pray that you'd bring her, I believe, you know, she confessed that she's got the baptism of the Holy Spirit and she prays in tongues. I pray, Father, you would pour out a spirit of prayer and supplication and grace and repentance and faith on her. Lord, to not be satisfied where she is, that you would, she would be confessing like David and like all of us, Father. I pray this for each and every one of us, that we are not going to be satisfied until we awake in the likeness of Jesus. Lord, that he's just going to really enlighten the eyes of her understanding and just bring her up to the higher ground. Bring her up to that next level. Bring her out of where she is. If she's in just kind of a stagnant church situation or whatever, that you bring her out of that. And Lord, your word says you'll bless those that bless us and curse those that curse us. She was a blessing to our family. She took good care of my stepmom when she was alive, and she loved my stepmom. And so I'm asking you to bless Carrie for all the good that she did for myself when I couldn't be there in Mississippi, and our whole family. And Father, I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. And Lord, I told her what time we meet. And I told her, I said, you know, you're going to be feeling better. And we just command all this this feeling of sickness and infirmity out of her and off of her. And Lord, that she's going to regain her strength. And she's just going to be up and about. And she's going to be amazed. And she's going to know, Father, she would know that you touched her. because of the spirit of Christ in her. And Lord, I just thank you for what you're doing for her, even right now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Couldn't get it unmuted. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just agree with Marilyn that this lady is free from any spirits of infirmity. We break the power of depression and oppression off of her in the name of Jesus. We bind up the attacks of the enemy on her mind right now in Jesus' name and command you to go from her. We thank you, Lord, for replacing it with the Holy Spirit. Just fill her full, Lord, like Marilyn said. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we're looking for a good report from her. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Go ahead, David. What are you doing? Yeah,
just can't quite get it down.
There. Well, I can get it there. All right.
Hey, what's her name again there, Marilyn?
Her name
is Carrie.
Carrie. All right. You know, like I just got over COVID, but I got over it because you guys prayed for me. That helped me get over it fast. You know, it was pretty miserable. But it was the prayers of the saints to help me get over it, you know. So this is definitely a wicked, it has a mind, kind of a mind, what would you call it, a disease of some type, you know, virus, evil thing. So we're going to pray against it in the name of Jesus, his body again, and I'm going to continue on with you guys, come together, and we'll, the more of us come out against this thing, it has to go. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, that's even more. We're doubling down. We're tripling down. We're coming against this virus on this Carrie. We know that doesn't belong on her. None of the symptoms belong on her. We're telling that virus it has to go in the name of Jesus Christ, this evil thing that was created out of a lab to destroy people. And we know it's got Satan's signature on it, but we're putting Jesus' signature back on her. And we're telling that demon, that virus, go in the name of Jesus and don't come back. Take your symptoms with you. Give her back her health. Give her back her life. Give her back her joy of life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. All right. Go ahead, Malcolm.
Wanted to pray for Carrie too. Lord, I just thank you for giving her freedom and bringing her to Marilyn's attention, Lord, and all of ours and all of our attention this evening. We lift her up before you, and we decree freedom, proclaim freedom to her, Lord. We bind the powers that are holding her, blocking her, and this bondage. We break that bondage. We break those chains. Each chain we break, Lord. And we declare to you, Carrie, that you're free in Jesus' name. You've been set free. Your heart is free. Your mind is free. And we proclaim health to you. And we thank you, Lord, for granting her complete health and a fullness in you than she can handle. And I thank you so much in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. All right, Carol, go ahead.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for your daughter, Carrie, reaching out and asking for prayer. And you are a good Father, and you answer prayers. And as Marilyn was praying, I just had this image of one touch from you, and you change everything. So, Father, I come into agreement with the prayers, my brothers and sisters, for our sister Carrie, your daughter, whom you love. And it's specifically what I was seeing is for the pocket of trauma from the loss of her family. And I just see that you were placing your hand on her heart and it would release an electric charge. And that charge would be filled with such healing and warmth, and it would be extended throughout her entire body, and then therefore freeing her from any of this oppression and healing her heart from the loss. And that you would give her that image of how you have her family in your arms, in your bosom, in heaven with them. I thank you. You're such a good father. You are, you love this woman, and she has asked for prayer, and she is being set free, and she is dancing and rejoicing. I see that, and I thank you, Heavenly Father. And then when David was praying, it was so funny because I really saw he had the anointing to compress the enemy mind into a fly, the size of a fly, and that then I saw that he had the fly swatter, and all he had to do was smack that thing and squish that fly. So COVID, you are finished. You're squished off of our sister Carrie. You're off, and God, you just wipe it off of her. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. She's free. Thank you, Lord. Fly swatter works. Amen. All right, anyone else? You know, the enemy is stupid. And because because he comes against powers that he knows are more powerful than he is. He's just hoping that Christians don't understand where their authority lies. And there's a lot of them that don't. A lot of them don't know where their authority is and won't walk in that authority because they don't understand it. But boy, when he comes against this army, glory to God, thank you, Lord. I was looking at Psalms 46. Give me just a second, Andrea, and I'll get right to you. I was looking at Psalms 46. God is our fortress is the title of it. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen. He sure is. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth do change. It makes no never mind what's going on around you. And though the mountains be shaken into the heart of the seas, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains tremble with the swelling thereof, there is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Here we are, folks. Glory to God. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her, and that right early. The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come. Behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He makes wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaks the bow, cuts the spear in sunder. He burns the chariots in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. Praise God forevermore. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen and amen. Glory to God. That's something to shout about, ain't it? Woo, my. Take that, enemy. Amen. All right, go ahead, Andrew.
Well, it's been this long since I tried to come on. It took me over an hour to get on. Something was blocking my computer. So praise God that it's fixed now. And I just thank the Lord that I could be with my brethren tonight. Praise God.
And you can listen to the recording, Andrew, because it was really amazing, the prayers tonight.
That tells me that the enemy's has been broken, right, Andrew? Because you got on. Glory to God. Amen. All right, anybody else? You got something you want to talk about? You got a question? You got an answer? Yeah, go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, this is kind of a public service announcement kind of thing. I know a lot of people use eSword for their daily Bible reading and, you know, use the various translations. Very handy. Everyone likes it. And it's been available on for Windows and the Apple products, phones and stuff like that. It's now available on Android. So if you've got an Android phone or Android tablet, you can now put eSword on there for free. So just wanted to make that little announcement for everybody. I'm not associated with them or anything. I just happened to be on their website and saw that, and it's a real benefit for people with Android devices.
You know, Rick Myers just lived right down the road here. He lives in Franklin. That. Yeah, he lives in Franklin, Tennessee. Amen. You go, Rick. That's good. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, anybody know how long eSword's been available? How many years it's been available? I remember from years ago, eSword was available on Windows. Couldn't understand you, William.
I said, I remember it from over 10 years ago myself.
Yeah, at least 10. Go ahead, Malcolm.
Yeah, I remember when I got Logos, it was before Windows came out, I think. It was still running in a DOS environment. And then they had some competition with another company that came up. I think eSword came quite a few years later. I don't know, but good to see. Actually, I got another DOS program, which was pretty good. It actually ran on a very basic level, and it was screaming fast for a slow computer. Just amazing. It didn't have a lot of bells and whistles, but it could search really quickly. So it's pretty exciting to see the transformations of all these different companies. You can get Logos for free as well. And so there's just a lot of resources out there.
And Logos costs a little money, doesn't it?
Well, Logos is free. I mean, you can certainly pay thousands of dollars for some of this stuff, but you may not want thousands of books either. You may just want to study the Bible.
Well, not for thousands of dollars, I do.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't need all the church fathers writings either, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, but there's just a lot of right now I'm taking training in Lagos, and it's just phenomenal, the tools that are available. It's like there's just no excuse for not spending time in the Word. So
yeah. Okay. Yeah, Missy.
I looked it up and it says that it's $1.99, that's not free.
What's $1.99?
eSword.
Oh, you mean for the Android?
Yeah.
You know, it was like that too for the Apple product. It's free on your laptop.
Yeah.
But for like your mobile devices, it's $1.99, which is but that's the only price you'll have to pay for it. And
that's in Pennsylvania and California.
I'll send you a couple of bucks, Missy.
You know, I like my sword so much. I don't know if I would, like
eSword. Switch over.
Yeah, my sword is very nice. I've got it too. I like my sword.
Yeah. Once you get used to using something.
That's Apple, isn't it?
No, on my Android phone, I have my sword.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Android works really good with my sword.
Well, that my sword used to be an Apple, used to be on Apple too before eSword became available to Apple, if I'm not mistaken. And I very seldom am, so I just had to put that out there. No, I think that's right. I think my sword, because I used to have it on my Apple before I could get eSword, and when eSword came available, I think that's right. Go ahead, Nick.
I was wondering if you wanted to see a funny picture.
I don't know. Is it decent? Okay, what is that?
I'm a hot dog.
Oh, yes, you are. Awesome, Nick. That's awesome, buddy.
It's the Oscar Mayer wiener dog.
Oh, my gracious. All right. That's awesome. All right. Let's see what Michelle has here. Go ahead, Michelle.
Well, that was inspirational. Thank you for that, Oscar Mayer hot dog. I was just wanting to ask, since you just opened it up for a question, if we have any questions. And so I was just thinking, like, I, you know, for many years have had a lot of faith in the Lord teaching me out of scripture. And so, like, I feel really comfortable and that the Lord teaches me in the Word, and I hear Him. But when it comes to like little things, you know, I hear people talk about like the Lord said, you know, go here, do this, do that. I really haven't tuned my ear. And so like recently I felt like the Lord, I said, Lord, what's the problem with me? Why, you know, it's like, if it's a big thing in life, you know, that's different. Like I'll feel, you know, that He will lead me. But in this little day to day, the way some believers hear His voice, I didn't feel like I did. And I know that's so crucial right now. Certainly obedience is very, very crucial, but also just being able to hear and discern. And so I felt the Lord say, well, you know, like you had faith when you'd open the Word. And so you've learned to hear me in the Word, but He said, it's the same thing. You just weren't looking and listening for me. So you don't hear me, you know, say, go to the store. And, you know, just the ways, little ways of the Lord's leading day to day. So I'd just like to ask how you guys have learned to discern that. Any thoughts you might have on that? So if that's something that would be fruitful.
We've discussed that. And we don't mind discussing it again. Go ahead, Jenny.
Well, I was debating whether or not to share this or not. Something happened today, and I was sitting here and I was doing some praying and some warfare about some things. And I've been going through some stuff, some trials and everything. And the Lord was just telling me, it's like, do not let the enemy convince you that you can't do something, or don't let him stop you from doing what you want. And it's been on my heart I need to go get, just go walk over into the ATM and get some cash and stuff. And he was, you know, just for something that he wanted me to do. And I wanted to go, you know, I just wanted to get out and get something. I didn't feel like cooking or anything. So, but there, I've just been dealing with some physical things that I've just been hesitant to do. So I just like, you're right. I need to get out and just do this. So I went, and I got, went to go get money out of the ATM and stuff, and my ATM card wouldn't work. And that's part of the reason why I went, because he realized that it had, he showed me that it had expired, but it, you know, it was another thing. I didn't actually need it, because I have another card. But, and then he just prompted me just to go into this little Mexican restaurant that I, you know, go to on a periodic, but they had changed names and they had done some remodeling in the last, I don't know how many months, because I hadn't been in there since before COVID, or just after COVID, because of all the masks and all the restrictions and that stuff and dining in and all that stuff. And it's like, I can cook. I didn't need to. Well, anyhow, so I went in there and nobody's wearing masks, no rules, no, you know, whatever. I mean, they didn't have as many tables in there, but I could see they'd done some remodel. So anyhow, I get in and I order something and I go sit down. I sit down next to this couple, an older couple. Anyhow, long story short, God had a divine appointment there for me to talk with this people. A couple of name is John and Christina, and they're both spirit filled. They're very attuned to what's going on with the whole COVID thing and the vaccines and the plan of the deep state and different things. So we were able to discuss and share some things. And she just said he was real quiet, but I could see he wanted to get going and stuff. But she and I hit it off and just, you know, just talking. And she's like, I feel so enlightened. I feel so lifted up. And she was just blessed, and how the Lord just had prompted me just to let them know about the UBM site. And I kind of showed them the face, you know, on my phone, just kind of showed them the things that are linked on there about what the different things about COVID, the different things about the jab and that kind of thing. But anyhow, it was just like, I was listening to the Lord, Michelle, and it's like, you know, the Lord is just telling me, it's like, you know, you fight, then just get up and go. You know, just go. Don't let the enemy keep you down. Don't, you know, be distracted by, you know, how you feel, what things look like, you know, and the doubt and the discouragement and all kinds of stuff that he's been putting on me. And it's like, you know, if you want to go do it, just go do it, you know? And because I did that and I was listening to the Lord, you know, he had somebody for me to meet and talk to today. Which is always, you know, always good. It's always good when you can meet somebody of like mind and of the same spirit and be able to share and lift somebody up and encourage somebody and share the good news, you know, and more of the, because I don't know that they go to church or not. We didn't talk about that, but I just said, this is where I get my bread and my wine, you know, and so, and just sharing about the Lord and what's going on and their, very much. Anyhow, it's just nice to know that there are the people out that are awake and listening to the Lord and seeking the truth. And it's just being quiet, and he puts it on your heart. Like the money thing, I won't go into that, but it's like, I just asked the Lord, is this what you want me to do? You know, because I don't really need a whole lot of cash, but you know, he just confirmed to me to go do this. So anyhow, that it was just because I had to get out and go do that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been. I just would have been sat here at the house today and prayed and done, you know, done what I usually do. But because he got me out and got me moving, not listening to the enemy, not listening to my flesh, not being downcast, not discouraged, but just, you know, he'll lead you and you just never know where and what. So he'll put it in your heart and he'll just make you to know what it is. Amen. Hope that helps a little bit, Michelle.
Amen. Go ahead, Isaac.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, all right.
Y'all make it back all right. That's good. Awesome.
We made it back. Praise the Lord. Well, it was awesome seeing y'all. It was awesome meeting everybody. Theo, his family, and Dave and his family, and Nita and Missy, and Leo, and seeing Deb again. Everybody was, all of them people were such a blessing, really. But two things. One to Michelle just mentioned. I don't know if this will help, but I was meeting with the pastor also in Florida, and he ran into. I was at Panera Bread working, just go about my business, you know, just doing my work because I got good internet, and I keep my Bible with me, right? Just so, you know, I like it there. And he started talking to me. Well, we said today, and we even prayed about ministry that we run into each other, we set a day to meet up again, and we prayed on the ministry that it'd be fruitful. Well, I brought two books for him. One was Sovereign God, and one was God's Vaccine. The conversation wasn't as fruitful as I had hoped, but it wasn't over yet because we really hadn't had a second admonition, but I was just, it was good, and it was really kosher. Just maybe, I don't know, we weren't on the same page, but I was really, I let him, you know, put this gracefully. I let him have a lot of wins, and I just kind of took it, you know what I mean? I really don't need to have to convince anybody. Like, Isaac can't convince anybody in the first place. So whatever our scripture, I would add, if it was rejected, it was rejected. And I leave it at that. Anyways, get to my point about the book. And I hope it's helped. I was like, well, Lord, I brought these books. And I was praying. He went to go use the restroom or something. And I said, Lord, should I give it to him? I don't want to force these on him because he's not ready for it. And I just, you know, the day, at the end of the conversation, he came back. We were talking. He was about to leave. And I really felt led not to give him the book. That's rare that I feel led not to give somebody a book. But I feel really led not to give him the book. So I didn't. And he went on. And I was like, well, okay. It's in the Lord's hands. Wasn't more than 30 minutes later, these two ladies, they're in a booth. There's a booth across from me. These two ladies go sit down, and they both had Bibles. And they started talking about the Holy Spirit. One lady was like, I guess, really going through the Word, explaining it to this younger lady. And I prayed the Lord again. I said, Lord, if you can make this happen, Lord, let them notice this Bible to the side of my table. So I pushed it way over the side. I want it to be as natural and organic as possible. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't really like to have to talk to a woman like just a male because sometimes, I mean, it's okay, but sometimes it's like, I really like Miriam to do that part of the witnessing, if we're called to witness. And so, but it was two ladies. They got up after a while. This is like they talked for like a few hours. They got up, and I was on meetings all day, and my meetings literally just ceased. Because I prayed that they would, if this be the Lord's will. They walked by and they made eye contact and seen the books, and I just felt really led at the moment to say, "Hey, I heard you guys talking," and I just went into it. You know, hey, I was listening to everything you said. So. I showed him these books, and the one goes, "Oh, I want that Sovereign God. Can I see that?" I said, "Yeah, you can have it." And the other one said, that cost 15, what's that? I said, here, take it. And they both took it. It was so cool how the Lord made me feel led not to give that man the book. But both those people came right there. It wasn't even 30 minutes. Yeah, praise the Lord. It's all him, man. And I thank God, because I'm not going to lie to you guys. I've heard the Holy Spirit at times. And times I have should have been more careful or listened. And we remember we all prayed about this. And the Lord really just, you know, I pray for obedience. And so know this, I often pray for it too. So hang with me, you know. From strength to strength, as Psalm says, you know, we're getting that hundredfold Christness. That's my belief. Believe for everybody. But anyways, it worked out so awesome. And just able to give them that book, and that would bless them. Because actually, the one lady, she told me, she goes, you know, she goes, it's funny. I just started this Bible study, and we have a little campfire, and we praise at night. She goes, it started off like 3 people. Now it's 80 people. And she goes, you know, the funniest thing is they all come from outside the church. And I said, I think you'll like that book. And I don't know if I helped out, but hallelujah. Oh, and the second thing. So I mentioned this in the chat. I just want to show everybody. You are talking about Eastward and whatnot. This, I don't know if you can see it. That little icon, that purple one right there, that's a Bible Strong Concordance. You can download that on your phone. Hang on, it's also you. You can download that on your phone. You can go through chapters, or you can just put in words. And you can hear your concordance will be on. Here you go. That concordance will be on your phone. Let me back up for you, Claire. Here, hang on a second. That one right there, it's a little purple tab, and it says Bible with Strong. Okay, so that guy right there, I travel a lot. I can't take a big concordance with me everywhere, but it literally has everything in the concordance it has. So just it's a help. Anyways, I'm done. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey,
Matthew.
Yeah, I think it was Michelle who had mentioned something about like learning from the Lord through the word, but having difficulties maybe discerning like situations that the Lord might be leading us to. And like right before she asked that, I was, you know, contemplating like, you know, asking for prayer about that specific thing. Because, you know, as I told you before, you know, the Lord has been leading us to come to Tennessee. And we were going to be staying with our friends. But over the past few weeks, I felt the Lord, you know, prompting me to like seek maybe somewhere else to live, like apart from them. But it's like, I've been seeking the Lord. I've been searching the word, asking him for signs and everything. And he's been showing me, and all leads to like, you know, like a separation. But it's like, I'm having trouble with it because, you know, we've had these plans for so long to live with them. And it's like, you know, I really just don't want to do the wrong thing. You know, I don't want to like be led astray. But it's like, I feel very strongly that it's the Lord leading me to this decision. But there's like these other factors that come up that made me think, okay, well, maybe it's not the Lord, you know, or maybe it's just me, or maybe it's whatever. But I don't know. It's just something I really wanted prayer for, just for more like clarification and really just, to not be clouded, you know, in my thinking about it. I don't know if any of that made sense, but
oh yeah,
it's just, you know, one thing is for certain. I know the Lord is leading us to come to Tennessee, but it's like the way that it was supposed to go about. It seems. It seems very, like now it just seems like everything is sort of like shifted. And you said what?
And Paul's number of Paul things. And the rest of it.
Oh. Is that there?
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
But yeah, so it's like a few weeks ago, the Lord prompted me to really just seek him very diligently about, you know, this move and what was his will for this move. And he just kept bringing to mind, you know, like separation, kept showing me in the word, you know, things about separating, you know, and I would even like ask him for signs and I'd cast lots and everything. It all pointed to us going to a different property. And so, you know, at this point, it's like, I don't want to hurt, you know, our friends. And I don't want to, I don't know. I guess long story short, bottom line is I just really make sure that this move is from the Lord, like, you know, what he's leading us to do as far as like going to a different property or not, because it's kind of been.
I can tell you this, Matt. If the Lord leads you to do that, your friends who I know would be agreeable, because they want you to do what the Lord wants you to do. And if the Lord wants you to find you, you know, another place off the property, that's what he wants you to do, and they'll understand. Is that right?
I hope so. That's
like, yeah. I know it is.
It's one of my concerns. Because, you know, I don't want to be offensive.
Yeah, well, you won't be. If the Lord tells you to do it, it won't be offensive. Because they're seeking the Lord just like you are, just like we all are. And if the Lord tells you, you know, to do this, they're going to go along with it. And it's not going to hurt their feelings at all. I don't think. I think I know them pretty good. Maybe not as well as you do, but they're coming right along. Praise God.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, because I know that they are anticipating us, you know, coming with them and, like, you know, I don't know. I guess I just feel like one of the things that's holding me back from, like, really just going forth, like, full-fledged with what I believe the Lord is leading us in is because I don't feel like they would take it very well. Just based on different things that we've said, or I guess just based on like some of our interactions, it's like, I don't know if they would, you know, agree with the idea that that's from the Lord.
Let's pray.
All right.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up Matt turn to you. We thank you, Father, for speaking to Matt, telling him what you want him to do. And Father, in the same vein, I ask that you give their friends dreams of the same confirmation that you're giving him. Lord, that they will understand that it's from you, and they will be agreeable with it. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that for Matt, Taryn, and the other two. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I know it's done. Man, it's done.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Because she gets vision, she gets dreams, and it's your Lord's going to give her a dream. Okay, William.
The older sister that was talking with her husband about, you know, the COVID deal. Now, I found this very interesting. I had a buddy that I've known. I was talking to him. He said, "Brother, I want to go to the strongest concordance." I said, "All right." And I want you to look up C to the beginning of COVID. That is the third letter, number. Go to the third number in the Greek. Okay, so I did that instead of poly.
Where is your audio?
All right, now go to Ovid. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now.
Go to Ovid in the Latin. That says sheep. when you go to now 19 in the Greek, in the Strong's Concordance, it says slaughter. So COVID-19 means Abaddon sheep slaughter. Now that's interesting because they came up with that name. It don't say goat slaughter. That means the way they hide everything, you know, a cult. So yep. In that COVID-19, when you look that up, 3 in the Greek, Ovid in the Latin, 19 in the Greek, and the Strong's, it all lays out to Abaddon sheep slaughter. This is an intentional setup, the day of setup for the sheep thinking, look at these idiots. They probably don't even know what this means. But there are brothers in the body that are very discerning that the Lord leads in certain ways. And the Lord shows them and us exactly what's going on. That's why we must stay close to the Lord. But yeah, Abaddon sheep slaughter.
Yep, amen. Well, that has been confirmed by whistleblowers already. So praise God. Go ahead, Claire.
Okay. I was listening to what everyone was saying about being led by the Spirit and, you know, pertaining to Michelle's question. And what came to my mind was that teaching by David, the Rhema Logos era. And I'm definitely not saying anyone has that. I'm just saying I have met people in the past who want the Lord to be very specific with them about every single thing. And he can be, he is with me, but we must trust that whatever thought is in our head is from him. And when it doesn't agree with the word, then we can just wage war against it. So I'm going to put it in the chat, and if it leads anyone to go and have a look at it, it's pretty good. I like what David did there. He dispelled a lot of thoughts. And I have a testimony about that, which I can give, which is really quick. One of my children was a little bit sick yesterday, displaying symptoms. And we just prayed for her and laid hands on her and anointed her. And she had a very slow day. And so we had a very slow day because we don't really labor under illness. So it's always a bit weird if somebody's gone from the, you know, from the day, from the school or whatever, then I'm like, well, I don't know. It feels like a quarter of us are gone. We might as well just have a movie day or something. So it was really quite a slow day. And then this morning she kind of pepped up and then she went down again. And I just said to the Lord, I'm like, we've prayed for this. We've stood on faith and she's endured and she understands what's going on. And, you know, she knows she's covered by the blood and all of that. So, you know, what is it? And I didn't need to know what this thing was. I didn't need a name. I wasn't asking for it, but the Lord told me exactly what it was. And then I named it and I told it to go. And I mean, she's climbing trees now. So that's the power of the Lord, is that he wants you to just stand on his promises first. Like when and Michelle, that's so cool that you got the, you know, he's been teaching you in his word, which means then you are walking in the Spirit, which means then if you've got that word in your heart, then it's already there. Like it's not like it's another thing. It's just a natural progression. So bless you, sister. And yeah, praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Debbie.
Okay. I thought of this scripture when Michelle was sharing, and then when Matt was sharing, I felt that I should share it. It's in Isaiah. It's a scripture song, too. It's Isaiah 55, verse 6, and then it goes back to verse 3 for the first part of 3. So I'm just going to sing it. I'm going to sing verse 6. And jump back to verse 3, the first part of 3. Isaiah 55, 6, and then 3. But I've liked to learn this many years ago, and it just but inclining our ear to him and listening, and we will hear. So, okay, verse 6, Isaiah 55, 6 first. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Incline your ear and come to him. Hear and your soul shall live. Incline your ear and come to him. Hear and your soul shall live. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Incline your ear and come to him. Hear and your soul shall live. Incline your ear and come to him. Hear and your soul shall live. So I just wanted to share that Lord, keep us our ears inclined to you, Lord. Seeking you and inclining our ears to you, Lord. And we will hear you, Lord, and our souls shall live as we hear your guidance and your direction. So thank you, Lord. That's what I wanted to share.
Hey, Deb, what's the incline your ear? What verse is that?
Verse 3. First part of verse 3.
I know. 3 6 and 6.
And,
okay.
Yeah, it starts in 6 and goes back to 3, yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Well, Michelle, when you listen to this, I'll give you the wisdom of Lester Summerall. He said this. He said, to know the will of God for your life, read the Word of God. And to be led by the Spirit, do the Word of God. You remember when I believe it was Paul was headed for Asia, and the Lord, the only one time I know of in the New Testament that the Lord changed it was when he changed it, told him not to go there, to go somewhere else. But he was headed to do the word, the will of God, and the will of God for him was to take the gospel to all the world. And that's what they were doing. Okay, anyone else before we get
Michael?
Out?
Yeah, yes. I do again. I forgot. I want to add a couple of prayer requests, the short ones.
Hang on just a second, Debbie. Let's see what George has to say. Go ahead, George.
I just wanted to say that if the enemy is assigning people to come at this group, that the enemy is losing all of its investment, because the love of God between us is a witness that we belong to Christ, and the salt and the light in this group is affecting the rottenness of these people and their souls, and the light is giving them a beacon of hope, and they are infected with the kingdom of God. And we're claiming them right now, Lord, that the investment of the enemy, they had to have these people born into these bloodline witch families, and they had to be cursed from generations. And now we're taking them out of that kingdom, and you are depositing them into your kingdom by your blood, by the blood of Jesus that speaks of a better covenant. So, Father, we just thank you for all the investments of the enemy coming totally backwards against their plans. So we rejoice that the blood of Jesus is strong enough to save, Lord. Your arm is not short. So I just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for these people that are assigned against us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. Glory to God. All right, Debbie, we're out of time, but go ahead. We'll go ahead and get you.
Okay. Well, I told my two daughters I would lift them up in prayer for something.
All right, go ahead.
One is my oldest, number one daughter. She just has, but she's not walking with the Lord at all. She was when she was younger, and for many, many, many years, she hasn't been. But she's got a lot of physical problems. The latest one tonight I heard about is she's got tendonitis in her elbow. And I told her we'd pray tonight and asked her if she didn't mind. And she said, no, I don't mind. So I wanted to pray for her, for that to go away, and that she would know that it would be gone. And she's a nurse, and her doctors and other nurses there and physical therapists at the place where she works told her to go see the doctor about it. So I want to pray that I just believe that God will touch it and heal it, and they'll find nothing wrong, and that she'll know it's God. So that's Kimberly. And then I want to pray for my grandson, Jonah. Victory took him to his physical therapy today, and he just had a terrible meltdown. It just was just awful. I was just crying. I was hugging him and trying to hug him and comfort him, but he gets so, so bad. It's just terrible. It was very emotional for me, and it's very hard for him. And I just said, well, we're going to pray against that too. It's got to stop. You know, it's just whatever these demons are that are doing that with him. So I just want to pray for those two things. So, and I claim them for the coming into this covenant too. I like that, George. Thank you. That was good. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you're going to show yourself real to Kimberly. I pray against that tendonitis in her elbow, Lord. Just bind it in Jesus' name. We speak healing, and I thank you for the agreement and prayer, God, that my two or more agree. It is done, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, that you'll reveal yourself to her, that she will know that you've touched her, Lord, and you will draw her to yourself, Lord God, and bring her into your kingdom again, Lord. I pray for Jonah, Lord. We just come against these attacks of the enemy upon him. Everything was just fine until he got there, it's a demon attack, and we bind you, Satan. We bind you, demons of fear, and what all that is just we rebuke and bind you in Jesus' name, Father. I pray, Lord, that you just would thank you, God, for just loosening him from that, Lord, and causing him to be calm and obedient and attentive and responding correctly, Lord, to the next appointment that he has to have, Lord. And we just bind these this evil spirit that torments him. Tormenting spirit, rebuke and bind you and cast you off of Jonah in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that you're bringing victory into the kingdom more and more closer to you, Lord, and that she will see you answering too, Lord, and help her as she calls out to you, Father. Thank you for your working and your moving and your wonderful work and the testimony, Father. You be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Claire.
I would like to pray for Jonah and his mom. And I will be honest that I don't actually know everything that surrounds all of that, but this is what the Holy Spirit is putting on my heart to pray. Father, I pray that you would, with every appointment that Jonah has, I would pray that you, or I do pray, Father, that Victory and Jonah know that the greatest appointment on earth is the appointment with the Savior, and that there is nothing that we need to meet. There are no appointments that we need to meet except that one. And Father, I pray for a quickening in her spirit to speak the same as that appointment with the Savior. And Father, I pray that you would give them the eyes to see and the ears to hear, that they are, those appointments are part of the world, Lord, and we are called to a realm that is higher. We are in the world and not of it. And I pray that that young boy gets everything that he needs from loving parents and a beautiful support structure and a praying, warring granny that the world can never give him. And I pray that we all stand in conviction for this young child, that we are convicted that he's going to be manifestly walking in his healing, spirit, soul, and body, and that he has been made free by the blood of Jesus because of the faith that Debbie has for her family and that Denny had. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Claire.
All right. We're out of time. William, we've got you scheduled for Thursday night, right?
I told you if I have something, brother.
Okay. All right. All right. Good night, y'all. God bless you.
Good night, everyone.